The high cost of energy and what to do about it was on the minds of many of the 1,300 members of Golden Valley Electric Association who packed the Carlson Center in Fairbanks last week for the co-op's annual meeting. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, wind power was a hot topic.
All the buzz stems from the GVEA board's decision in February to move ahead on the utility's Ava Creek Wind Project and to forgo two other offers from the Delta Wind Farm and the proposed Fire Island Wind Project near Anchorage. Mike Kraft, the Fairbanks entrepreneur who's financed construction of the wind farm near Delta Junction, says he still thinks GVEA's board made the wrong choice. In an interview before the meeting, Kraft says he's decided against filing a complaint with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. Instead, he says he'll leave it to GVEA members to make his case to the board. And he's considering using the 1 megawatt of electricity that the Delta Wind Farm is generating for other industrial facilities that he may build at the site.
You know, I really, to be honest with you, at this point, you know, I'd like to leave it up to the public. You know, if the public wants this, then we'll move forward with it. Bottom line is, we've got a nice project out there, and if nobody else wants to use the power, then I think we can probably put a factory out there and make ice or pump bottled water or we're going to do something with the power because it's too good a deal to pass up.
The board won't make a final decision on Ava Creek until its June meeting, but it appears unlikely to reverse its decision and to opt for other possibilities. GVEA President Brian Newton had to explain and defend the board's decision several times throughout the meeting, first during a slick PowerPoint-style presentation, and then later in response to a half dozen other inquiries during the members' comment portion of the meeting. Newton says Ava Creek will produce power for about 2.7 cents less per kilowatt hour than the Delta facility, and he says GVEA has thoroughly studied the Ava Creek site near Healy and concluded that GVEA will be able to integrate that facility's wind-generated electricity more readily than Delta's. Newton says GVEA is trying to incorporate more wind power into its system, but he says the best way to hold down electricity costs is to move ahead with a proposed natural gas trucking project and begin using that fuel to generate electricity, and to get the Healy Clean Coal Plant online. Using coal instead of wind doesn't sit well with Sean McGuire, another Fairbanks member who addressed the board and who suggested investing instead in wind.
Coal is the dirtiest fuel on the planet, and wind is the cleanest. And why not do all three of those wind projects?
Recycling entrepreneur Bernie Carl spoke in favor of both wind and coal and suggested that the board should quickly get about using more of both sources of energy to hold down electricity rates, or else.
Do I think we should have wind? Absolutely. Thank you, board, for voting on that. But it's even dumber that Healy Clean Coal isn't running. You know, come on. I say that Healy Clean Coal isn't running in 12 months. We vote the entire board out.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.